Number 8, restoration and creation of the lagoon and wetlands. Due to the extensive damage to the lagoon, some areas needed to be created and others just restored. The bulk of this project was completed between 2006 and 2011 and cost approximately $86 million in total. This restoration project includes many different parts. First was creating a large subtidal basin that will act as a fish nursery for local species. This was an important part of the SCE's restoration project because of the Song's facility's large impact on fish larvae. Next, berms were created in order to direct the river flow and maintain velocity out to the ocean while preventing fresh water from entering into the saltwater marsh habitats. Tidal salt marsh habitats were created, providing specialized habitat for many species, including endangered bird species, the light-footed clapperel. Four new nesting sites were created for the least tern and snowy plover, and a fifth was rehabilitated. Least terns and snowy plovers are bird species that are federally listed as endangered and threatened, respectively. Public trails and interpretation programs were created, allowing the community to become involved and educated about the area. Four natural treatment ponds were developed to filter pollutants and invasive species from urban runoff while also limiting the amount of fresh water being released into the saltwater marsh. Lastly, an important part of this restoration plan is keeping the tidal channel inlet open through dredging. This allows saltwater to flow in, creating specialized habitats, while in turn allowing the river to flow outward, carrying with it sand for the beaches and providing the ocean with needed nutrients. Another important part of this restoration project is restoring native habitats by removing non-native invasive species and revegetating the area with native plants. Many non-native plants have been introduced, such as ice plant and pampas grass, to this area and are quick to outcompete for vital resources. This has an effect not only on native plants, but animals too. The animal life found in an area is dependent on the plant that grows there. Plants can be a direct source of food, or they can provide food to wildlife indirectly through predator-prey relationships. This makes it extremely important that the native plant species be restored to the area.